live, shortwave radio, 99.55 kilohertz, Monday through Friday night, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is My Daddy Station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
Welcome, folks, to the second hour of the hour of the time. I don't know how I got a second hour to an hour, but I did. This broadcast used to be 1 hour long, and I did that for, 4.5 years. And then we decided to do this network, and I decided to go with 2 hours of programming, and it's working out so far sort of okay. But we're not going to change the name of the broadcast because it fits. This is the hour of the time. And that introduction is a warning. Because unless we awaken enough of the sheeple and turn things around, that's what you're going to hear in the streets of America. Sirens, dogs barking, and the tromp, tromp, tromp of the Nazi jackbooted thugs that many Americans have already heard. Not just marching through the streets, but in their living rooms. Ripping their homes apart, destroying their lives, as we march closer and closer to the to the non-existent New World Order. Oh, it just amazes me when some ignorant person who thinks because they haven't done any research and haven't seen anything about it that it doesn't exist. What fools these mortals be. Oh, yes. If you are between the ages of 17 and 45, you are a member of the militia, whether you want to be or not. Whether you want to be or not, you are a member of the militia. You are required to keep a weapon and enough ammunition to fight a battle if you have to. And if you are honorably discharged or retired from any of the branches of the armed forces of the United States of America, you are a member of the militia until age 65, at which time you may elect to bow out. Or if you are still in good health and wish to remain, you may do so. That's the law, ladies and gentlemen. It is the law. It's not something I made up. Ted Koppel never read it, that's for sure. None of the talking heads, the mindless robots of the communist news networks have ever read it, don't know anything about it, have not studied the history of this nation. They are tools of the communist socialist machine, the Illuminist hierarchy that is destroying this nation. Intentionally, it is no accident. And you had better wake up. You had better learn your responsibilities. You'd better learn what the truth is instead of listening and believing all of the lies. And then, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the recruiting bugle. There is a militia in your area that is recruiting constantly. Seek out and join a militia. Seek out and join a militia. If you cannot find a militia in your area, study the law and form your own militia. And be ready to defend our rights, our constitutions of our states, the Constitution for the United States of America, and to restore constitutional republican government, because there will become a day, ladies and gentlemen, when they will come against us in earnest to enslave us in a world totalitarian socialist, what they call utopian government. And unless you like that sort of thing, you'd better get ready to oppose it by every means possible, including the force of arms. Now, I know you don't like to hear that, but it is, nevertheless, the truth. And if you spend your life trying to duck the truth, walking on the fence pole, you're going to be probably obliterated by both sides, or you will turn out to be one of the endless lines of refugees on some road somewhere, or a starving beggar in a ditch. And you don't want that to happen. You see, if you're not prepared for what is coming, you will be caught bereft of any support, any food, any clothing, any shelter. Now, I'm talking dead serious to you now, ladies and gentlemen. You see, once all of this starts, and it will start, I can assure you, not brought about by any patriots or any militia, I can assure you of that also. But once it starts, all traffic on major interstates and on rail lines will halt. All passenger and cargo traffic other than military will halt. Within 3 days, all of the food and water and stores in your local grocery stores will be gone. If battles are fought in your area, your home may be burnt to the ground. If you are suspected of aiding or harboring militiamen, your home will be burnt to the ground, you will be arrested, you will be hauled away, and nobody knows what will happen to you. Now, I want you to think about it, and I want you to think about it hard. And I'm not saying this to frighten you. I'm telling you this so that you may have an opportunity to know it and prepare yourselves, for it is the truth. Most Americans already know this in their heart. They can feel it. They can sense it. They know that some kind of a conflict, a showdown is coming. And I can assure you that if the socialists cling to the tactics of their history, it is not far off. It is not far off at all, ladies and gentlemen. And so you must prepare. One of the ways of preparing is to make sure that you have on hand real money. For in such a societal breakdown, no one, and I mean no one, will accept that funny money that you have in your pocket. If you don't have something that people can recognize instantly as being real money, or unless you have something of value to trade, you will lose your ability to acquire what you need. Nobody's going to want your VCR, folks. Nobody's going to want your television set because there's not going to be any electricity in most places of the country. Not because the militia shuts it off, but because the government will shut it off. you will be amazed at what will become valuable in such a situation. Things like coffee, tea, Tampax, toilet paper, bullets, guns, blankets, warm clothing, shoes, toothpaste, and not much else. The only money that will be recognized will be gold and silver coin, nothing else. You can add to the barter list such things as gasoline, diesel fuel, lanterns. Beyond those things, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything that anybody's going to need or want. And so you had better prepare yourselves accordingly. On Tuesday, January 7th, the 105th Congress convened on Capitol Hill, and soon thereafter, the anti-gun crowd renewed their assault on our rights. This is going to be a banner year for the socialists. If they have their way, most of our rights will disappear within the next 2 years. Those that we have left, that is. Their goal is to usher in the New World Order by the year 2000. Prepare to watch the sunset and know that we have prepared our children for the dawn. This is the symbology of the initiates of the mystery religion of Babylon that are destroying this country, which tells us that William Jefferson Clinton is a highly degreed adept because he speaks the language. He speaks the language. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, Lucifer is the great deceiver, and Lucifer is their God. Lucifer is their God. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy. It is a metaphor. That man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive, and terrible God, the God of darkness, the God of the Bible, the God of the Christians, Jehovah, Adonai, Yahweh. And that man was set free from this prison by Lucifer through his agent Satan, and many say the two are exactly the same, and I tend to believe that. By the gift of intellect, whereby man discounted God's warning that if ye eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall surely die. Satan said, no, God is lying to you. He's denying you your own divinity, your own destiny. For if you should eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall become as gods. They have since interpreted it to mean they shall become God. And they have twisted everything and turned it all around, upside down and backwards. Where dark is now light and light is now dark. The God of the Bible is now an evil, dark, unjust, vindictive God. And Lucifer is the savior of the world. Lucifer, whom they say in all of their writings, is the bright and morning star. They say that that's what the Bible says. And ladies and gentlemen, if you understand the esoteric language, and remember I've told you this before on many occasions, that the Bible is written in two languages, one exoteric and one esoteric. Every priest knows this. Every doctor of theology knows this, but they will never tell it to you, because that is forbidden. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? Lucifer is Prometheus, the lightning bolt that hit the tree and brought the gift of fire to man. Fire being the symbol for the intellect, the ability to think, with the use of the fire, by the philosophers of fire, man himself will become God. Son of the morning, what is the son of the morning? What is the morning? The morning is the dawn, the rising of the sun, spelled S-U-N. But the S-U-N, rising in the morning, at the dawn, the golden dawn, is also the sun, S-O-N, the son of Osiris, Horus. The sun, spelled S-U-N, is the bright and morning star. And Osiris is the dawn, the sun, the light, Lucifer. Many people make the mistake that they understand or know what they're talking about when they try to pick up on what they've heard about symbology of the mysteries. And I'm here to tell you, unless you've studied it for 20 years like I have, you haven't got a chance of knowing what you're talking about. So be very careful. Be very, very careful. Now, this is all twisted, of course. And you could get a better idea of exactly what they're talking about if you read the interview conducted by Richard Noon in the book called 5-5-2000. 5-5-2000 is the name of the book by Richard Noon, N-O-O-N-E, in which he conducts an interview with one of the highest adepts of the mystery religion of Babylon. His name is Tom Valentine. And in this interview, he explains much of it and ends by telling you that Jesus Christ is out. He's had his turn and he failed. Now it is his brother Lucifer's turn. And Lucifer will mount the throne of the world. How many of you followed Tom Valentine for so many years, not understanding who and what he really is? I hope you wake up, ladies and gentlemen. It is still not too late. But if you remain in that deep slumber for which you are famous, it will not only be too late, it will be all over. Is that what you want? I don't think so. For some reason, I just don't think that's what you want. If you do want it, I am sure, I am certain in my heart that you have been deceived. How many of you know about Senators Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, and Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois' latest gun ban that they have introduced into Congress? Called the American Handgun Standards Act of 1997. Now, don't be fooled. Senator Boxer is giving a fancy title to her 1996 junk guns bill. The bill seeks to ban inexpensive, easily concealable guns made of inferior materials that they also claim are the criminal's gun of choice. Now, if this latter tagline has a familiar ring to it, it is because Boxer, Durbin, and their ilk were touting so-called assault weapons as the criminal's gun of choice, despite the fact that the Clinton gun ban has had no effect on criminals. The anti-gunners are again using this catchy phrase to describe the latest class of firearms on their ban list, handguns. And then what will come is no surprise to gun owners. Representative Charles Schumer, Democrat, New York, intends to introduce Boxer's bill in the House of Representatives. While the anti-gunners may have worked for center stage this week, look for pro-gunners to grab the spotlight when Congress gets leaned on. Because I got to tell you, more and more Americans are catching on to this stuff. Not near enough, ladies and gentlemen. Not near enough. There has been a bill introduced by Representative Cliff Stearns for a national right to carry. Reciprocity bill. That's a tongue tire. Now let me tell you something. As long as the states insist that you can't carry a gun, are to carry a gun, you have to have a concealed carry permit, or whatever it is that they're restricting you to that you're going along with that's unconstitutional on its face to begin with, that you should never allow. And you don't have to allow it. See, all you have to do is kick all of those jerks out of your state house and out of your state legislature and say, you screwed up. Go back to the farm, Joe. Go back to your dealership, Joe. Go back wherever the hell you came from, but you're not representing us anymore. And you don't have to wait for elections to do that. Many states have other means. You can have a referendum or a recall. Or you can just really get down and dirty and do some real good detective work, and I bet you can come up with enough dirt on any one of them to force them to resign on their own. You want to bet on that? I'll bet you. You see, we already have the rights to carry, to keep and bear arms. It's in the Constitution. It's known in the second article in amendment. And the Supreme Court, in ruling after ruling after ruling, has upheld the right of the people to keep and bear arms. They put a militia bent on it in some of these cases. But if you're between 17 and 45, what do you care? You're a member of the militia. Well, what do you care? You should care, because it applies to all citizens. You see, people, the word people in the Constitution and in the Bill of Rights has been interpreted in every single instance to mean every single citizen, bar none, by every court in the land, except where it says people in the second article in amendment. You see, but they can't be, because in the law, unless otherwise specified in the law, if it means one thing in one clause of the Constitution or in one article, it means the same in every other article and every other clause. That's the way the law works. If it didn't work that way, then one judge in Illinois could say that it means one thing, another judge in Kentucky could say that it meant something entirely different, and another judge in Washington, D.C. could make up his own meaning for it. That it only means water guns or rubber band guns or little guns that fire harmless foam rubber pellets. Or one judge could say it means atomic weapons. Couldn't he? That's why it must mean the same everywhere, all the time. They could interpret people to mean only children, are only those citizens over 80 years old, are only those in the military forces. You see what I mean? It must have the same meaning everywhere. And everyone must recognize what that meaning is, or else. If we don't all understand what we're talking about, you have what is known as chaos. And isn't that really what you're aiming for? Chaos. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Did you know that Charles Schumer, one of the most despicable men that has ever lived upon the face of this earth, is a Democrat from New York, is thinking of running for governor? Oh, this is amazing. He's thinking of actually running for governor. And you know, in the state in which he lives, he just might get elected. And if he does, everybody who lives in that state is in big trouble, but at least we'd get him out of the national scene. We'd get him out of Congress, and that's important. We've got to get Schumer out of Congress. He should never be allowed in any office, not even dog catcher. I feel sorry for the dogs if Schumer was the dog catcher. He'd take away their claws. Yep, every dog in town would have to be caught, held down, strapped to a table, while their claws were pulled out with a pair of pliers. And then he'd want to pull all their teeth so that they wouldn't be able to defend themselves or harm anybody. That's the way Schumer thinks. Schumer is one of the biggest liars that's ever lived on the face of this earth. He is slimy, as a matter of fact. Like, have you ever boiled okra? Well, that's Charles Schumer. Boil some okra on the stove, then reach in and try to pick up one of those okra pods. If you can pick it up, they're so slimy you probably won't be able to, but pick it up. That's Charles Schumer. Slimy. He's not scum, ladies and gentlemen, he's sludge. Scum floats to the top, sludge stays on the bottom. Sludge is where all the rotting and stinking and crap takes place. That's Representative Charles Schumer. Schumer has been involved in every attack against legitimate, law-abiding, gun-owning citizens in this country. He has viciously attacked patriots and militias, spouting lie after lie after lie after lie. He blamed militias for the downing of TWA Flight 800, and nobody knows to this day. What they're finally going to arrive at is the reason why that plane crashed. We know why it crashed. Somebody fired a missile at it and hit it. We've already proven that. It's beyond any shadow of a doubt at all. Have no problem winning in any court of law, convincing any jury. It's a done deal. But it wasn't the militia and it wasn't any patriot. I can assure you of that. See, we don't have anti-aircraft missiles. Are ships big enough to fire anti-aircraft missiles from that would hit an aircraft at that altitude? We're not talking about Stinger missiles on your shoulder. We're talking about big, long, surface-to-air missiles called SAMs. They are photographs of it in flight. AT&T says it does not take a position on gun control one way or the other. You see, AT&T gave a $3 million donation to the Coalition for America's Children, some of whose leaders are also leaders of Handgun Control Incorporated. It's a coalition organization made up of 350 nonprofit organizations focused on improving the lot of children in America. According to AT&T, the coalition does not endorse any legislation or legislative proposal. But some of the leaders of the coalition hold views in support of gun control. And what do you think, folks? Well, I know what I think. I think a little music is in order. And now you know why William Jefferson Clinton in a White House memo named me, William Cooper, as the most dangerous radio host in America. Because I tell you the truth. A lot of the truth I tell you is what you're already thinking, but haven't got the guts to vocalize. I hope to change all that. Thank you. Call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646, folks. Ask for a copy of the latest newsletter. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time with William Cooper, and you'll get red carpet treatment, I guarantee it. Also, thank them for sponsoring this broadcast, for without their sponsorship, you probably would never hear it. While you're at it, ask how you can get your hands on some real money, gold and silver coin. The only thing that might save you in the coming conflict. And it is coming. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Or, if it's easier to remember, 1-800-BUY-COIN. How many of you knew that the United Nations, built on United States soil in New York, in New York City, as a matter of fact, how many of you knew that the United Nations has built a huge statue on its grounds, a huge, tremendous, big statue of a pistol with a knot tied in the barrel? Yes, this is the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think they're advertising gun control to Afghanistan with this statue in New York City? No, not at all. It's a political statement for American citizens to ban guns. It is a huge, gigantic statue of a pistol with a knot tied in the barrel. The United Nations is the heart and soul of the New World Order, one world government. It's already a done deal, and I've proven that to you with documentation on this broadcast. It's not a supposition, it's not a proposition, it's not illusion, it's not imagination, it's a fact. They just haven't told you about it. You see, they're easing in us into it slowly, a little at a time, taking away a little at a time. How many of you really believe that the National Rifle Association is on your side, fighting in your favor to keep and bear arms? Well, if you do, you're sadly mistaken. You see, in all of its history, the National Rifle Association has claimed that they never allow anyone to see the membership list. And if government were to ask for it, they would deny them access to that list. Yet did you know, ladies and gentlemen, during all those years, anybody could purchase the mailing list of the National Rifle Association for $75? You didn't know that, did you? Well, it's the truth. Do you know how many times the National Rifle Association has cost us gun rights by compromising? There is no compromise. A militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Not even a little bit. They have no right negotiating on anything. They have no right negotiating on what they will accept as a gun law or what they will not accept as a gun law. The Constitution makes it clear. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When the state of California, or I should say the people of the state of California, had a referendum to place the second article in amendment as an amendment to the Constitution of the state of California, the National Rifle Association fought against it and helped to defeat it. How many of you were aware of that? How many of you are aware that the National Rifle Association is helping to destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America? They have recognized the United Nations. In fact, they have joined that organization. You know what they say? Marching in lockstep with anti-gun foreign powers, the Clinton-Gore administration continues to promote gun control on a global scale. The National Rifle Association, through its newly won status within the United Nations, will keep American gun owners well informed on these misguided plans. We don't want to be well informed. We don't want anything to do with those misguided plans. We do not want to give any recognition whatsoever to the authority over us, or over the NRA, or over the United States government, or over any part of us in any manner whatsoever by the United Nations. By joining the United Nations, the National Rifle Association has admitted their power and authority, has bowed to that power and authority, and has become a member of that body. Do you know that when you become a member of the body, you have to agree to certain things, and certain members must take an oath to the United Nations, renouncing any oath or oaths they may have taken ever in their history to their country, and must pledge to work only in support of the United Nations and not the country of their birth or their origin or their citizenship? Did you know that? If you don't believe it, write the State Department to Madeleine Albright. Ask for a copy of the oath that she took while she was the representative for the United States to the United Nations. Or write to the current representative, whom I don't know who that is right now. We may not even have one right now. I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to that. Did anybody in the NRA have to take such an oath? I don't know. But I think we should find out, don't you? But even if they didn't, what is the NRA doing joining the United Nations? They joined the United Nations as a non-governmental organization of the United Nations. Which means the National Rifle Association represents the United Nations. They're a member. Don't tell me they don't represent the United Nations. To be a member, you must. You must. To be a Boy Scout, you must represent the Boy Scouts. If you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you represent the Chamber of Commerce. Don't tell me they don't. Because I'll tell you, you're full of crap up to your ears. Again. They have betrayed us over and over and over again. You see, all those years they were telling us that they would never make the membership list available to anybody who asked for it. They knew that anybody who wanted to purchase the mailing list for the NRA, which includes the entire membership, could get it for $75. They knew that. Now you know it. Now we all know it. Everybody knows it. What do you think about it? You think it's just a fluke? We should ignore it? Why is the NRA concerned about what the rest of the world is doing? Who cares what the rest of the world is doing to their citizens? If their citizens allow it, they deserve it. The NRA is supposed to represent us here in this country. Listen to what they say. This is written by Tanya Mataksa, by the way. You know, the little cream puff that claims to be representing our right to keep and bear arms. Doesn't even know the purpose of the militia. Doesn't know the law concerning the militia. Never takes a stance supporting the militia. Or the real purpose to keep and bear arms, which is to protect the American people from a tyrannical government. Apparently, she's never read any of the writings of the Founding Fathers, or she would know all of that. But this little cutesy-tootsie, listen to this. As the second Clinton-Gore administration begins, it's become clearer than ever before that anti-gun activism knows no boundaries. In Great Britain, a wave of national hysteria is likely to lead to a ban on virtually all handguns. In Australia, gun owners are already turning in their firearms for destruction. And at the United Nations, both crime prevention officials and disarmament activists are studying gun control as an international issue. The Clinton administration isn't just sitting on the sidelines either. Clinton recently retired ambassador to Japan, former vice president and presidential candidate Walter Mondale, followed the Japanese line on the gun issue, saying in a speech that failure to restrict the use of guns as weapons of wanton bloodshed is no longer just a domestic issue. It shatters our moral authority. Meanwhile, Clinton's trade representatives continue to push for more countries to follow Russia's lead in signing voluntary restraint agreements, blocking the export of their firearms to the U.S. What's NRA doing to stop the world anti-gun agenda? To represent the unique freedom of the American gun owner, to champion our national birthright of firearms ownership, and to keep NRA members informed of UN activities, NRA sought and won approval from the United Nations as an accredited non-governmental organization. Unlike the Congress or your state legislature, where you as an individual have the opportunity to visit legislators, attend hearings, and watch floor debates, only governments and accredited non-governmental organizations have the ability to observe many UN activities and give their input to same. Who cares? If the United Nations passes a resolution tomorrow that all Americans will turn in their guns, I'm not going to turn my gun in, are you? Now, do you think they're going to listen to the NRA? And do you think I give a damn about what happens in Great Britain? Do their guns? No. I don't. Never have and never will. Those people have a right to determine their own future. It's none of my business. And what we do here in this country is none of theirs. And what we do in this country is certainly none of the business of the United Nations. That is, if the Constitution is still in effect. But, of course, I've shown you how that has been done away with already. The truth is, we're already under a world government under the United Nations. But only if we accept it as such. For those in power in Washington throughout the years have given an erroneous interpretation to Article 6 of the Constitution. And I say erroneous and mean every single letter of that word, erroneous. For if the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, then put Article 6 in so that any President and Senate, acting of their own accord, could destroy it within 2 weeks by making a treaty with a foreign country, if you really believe that they did that, then you got a screw loose. They wouldn't have done that in a million years. You see, what Article 6 intends is that any treaty made that is in conformance with the Constitution for the United States of America then becomes a part of the law of the land. But because it doesn't say that in there, because it's implied and should be understood, they interpret that any treaty entered into, no matter what the treaty says, that President Clinton could enter into a treaty tomorrow, according to the way they interpret Article 6, they could have a treaty entered into tomorrow with communist China that calls for the extermination of all of the members of the Mormon Church. And if the Senate ratifies it, it then becomes the supreme law of the land and supersedes the Constitution. So you never thought of it that way, did you? They could do the same thing for Catholics. They could pass a treaty, they could sign a treaty, and the Senate could ratify it tomorrow, that said all automobiles in the United States are polluting the atmosphere of the entire world, and therefore the world body and all the nations of the United Nations have entered into this treaty to do away with all gasoline-powered automobiles within 2 weeks. They must all be confiscated and crushed. Is that constitutional? No, of course not. But according to their interpretation of Article 6, they can do it. And many of the laws that they have passed, the treaties that they have entered into, are exactly that kind of thing, only not with cars, Mormons, or Catholics. They're with our rights, our Creator-endowed rights, our sovereignty, our borders, our ability to defend ourselves. You see, we are deep into it. So deeply into it that we've reached the point that I believe that if by some miracle we could awaken the vast numbers of American people, we could turn it around. But I'm also realistic enough to know that we're not even going to approach waking up that many people, because most people won't even listen to the truth, much less go check it out to make sure that it is the truth, and then they won't do anything about it. Many of you listening to this broadcast have been listening for years. You know what the truth is. You've gone out and looked it up. You know that we're telling you the truth, yet you still sit on your couch and do nothing. Nothing except listen to the radio. Nothing. Pass rumor back and forth. Pretend to be a patriot. Truth is, you're just sheeple. Some people justify they do by saying, well, I went along with this because it's the lesser of two evils. The lesser of two evils is still evil. A vote for evil is a vote for evil. Whether it's lesser or greater, it is evil. Whether it's a vote, a decision, acceptance by passivity. You see, you can disagree, dislike, hate something, be totally against it, but if you never open your mouth and say anything, you have accepted it. Because you have been passive. The basis of all law is that if you do not claim your rights and defend them to the death, you are not entitled to any rights. It's always been the basis of all of the law. It's where the law comes from. You see, there can be no law without force of law. What is the force of law? It's the barrel of a gun, ladies and gentlemen. Long time ago, it was the point of a sword, or the tip of a spear, or the guy that could throw the biggest rock the farthest. Whoever could do that could dictate the law. Now, well, that can never happen in America because we decide the law by democratic process. Baloney. This was never intended to be a democratic process. It's a constitutional republic. The only democratic part of it is you get to elect your representatives. You were never supposed to be able to elect the senators. They were supposed to be appointed by the legislature of the states. That was one of the biggest blows against us, was making the senators elected by the public. But even still, they're not elected by the public. You can vote as much as you want. And they put up the popular vote, and everybody thinks that guy won. But the truth is, the electors are the who decide. And the electors can go against the public vote. Everybody was touting that Clinton had won the election when the electors had not even met and voted. And it's not over until they do. Fortunately for Clinton, they supported the popular vote, but they don't have to. You see, our founding fathers put all kinds of checks and balances into this system. And we've managed to do away with a lot of those. And we've managed, by our apathy, ignorance, and outright stupidity, to destroy some of them and assist in the own destruction of many of our freedoms and rights. and there's going to be even bigger and badder attacks upon our freedoms and upon our rights for the remainder of this year and into 1998. And sometime between now and the year 2000, there will be a terrible conflict. Because that's their goal. 2000, New World Order. You heard Clinton say it himself. Think he's lying to you? Well, most of the things out of his mouth are lies, except for that, folks. You can take that to the bank. To the bank. It's that good. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to do anything, or are you going to sit around and complain? You know, I warned people in 1988 that part of the goal of the New World Order was to deprive ranchers and farmers of grazing land, and that in the New World Order, when it's finally instituted, eating beef will be politically incorrect and, in fact, is scheduled to become outlawed. There is a tremendous movement now. See, I was telling people back in 1988 this was going to happen. And now it's happening. Tremendous movement to strip the grazing land from the ranchers and from the farmers and to seriously damage or even destroy, which is the ultimate goal, the beef industry. And a lot of ranchers and farmers have been seriously injured by what has gone on. They intend to remove all use of all forests from human hands, from human beings. We've seen their plans, we've seen their maps. They're going to have areas of non-human occupation, which means no human being will be allowed under penalty of the law to even step one foot inside of these areas. They will have areas of human occupation, and in between these areas of human occupation, they will have corridors for travel. You'll not be able to go outside of these corridors. And there will be a limited amount of land designated for recreational use. But recreational use to these people means simply paths, walkways, for bicycles and hikers. You cannot step off the path. You cannot pick anything. You cannot pick up a rock. You cannot stop to camp unless they build a campsite for you to use. And then you have to stay in that campsite. No more walks out into the virgin woods. And you'll have to apply for the use of these areas years in advance. Because the use will be so limited, and there will be so many people who will want to use these lands, that if you get to use them twice in your lifetime, or maybe three times, you'll be very lucky. All this is coming to a theater near you. Oh, yes. It is. Whatever happened to the great American resolve? Used to be Americans knew who they were, what they were about, what we believed in, what we cared about. How many of you don't know those things anymore? Or maybe were never taught those things, or somewhere along the line forgot them. How many of you have never read the Constitution for the United States of America in your life? And as such, don't even know what your rights are. Don't understand or know the supreme law of the land. You've got some vague idea about separation of church and state, which is not in the Constitution, or about freedom of speech. And you're not even sure what that means, are you? Well, it's true, folks. It is true. I go all across this land and I talk to a lot of people, and I know that it's true. It is so true. It is so overwhelmingly sad and true. It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing that this is occurring in this country, the greatest nation on the first incident of the freedom of humankind. Built the greatest nation in the history of the world. Good night. And God bless each and every single one of you. And may God in His infinite mercy save this republic.
A week before the Battle of Bull Run, Sullivan Ballou, a major in the 2nd Rhode Island Volunteers, wrote home to his wife in Smithfield. July the 14th, 1861, Washington, D.C. Dear Sarah, the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days, perhaps tomorrow. Unless I should not be able to write you again, I feel impelled to write a few lines that may fall under your eye when I am no more. I have no misgivings about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged. And my courage does not halt or falter. I know how American civilization now leans upon the triumph of the government, and how great a debt we owe to those who went before us through the blood and suffering of the Revolution. And I am willing, perfectly willing, to lay down all my joys in this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt. Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me with mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence can break. And yet my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly with all those chains to the battlefield. The memory of all the blissful moments I've enjoyed with you come crowding over me, and I feel most deeply grateful to God and you that I've enjoyed them for so long. And how hard it is for me to give them up and burn to ashes the hopes of future years. When God willing, we might still have lived and loved together and see our boys grown up to honorable manhood around us. If I do not return, my dear Sarah, never forget how much I loved you, nor that when my last breath escapes me on the battlefield, it will whisper your name. Forgive my many faults and the many pains I have caused you. How thoughtless, how foolish I have sometimes been. But, oh, Sarah, if the dead can come back to this earth and flit unseen around those they love, I shall always be with you in the brightest day and the darkest night. Always. Always. The soft breeze fans your cheek. It shall be my breath, or the cool air of your throbbing temple. It shall be my spirit passing by. Sarah, do not mourn me dead. Think I am gone, and wait for me, or we shall meet again. Sullivan Ballou was killed a week later at the First Battle of Bull Run.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sullivan Ballou was an American patriot, and the government of which he was so fond that he gave his life is the Constitution for the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, which formed this most perfect union. Not what you perceive to be the government today. This is the Voice of Freedom.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56.